Joining us right now is Carmen Q, one of the three or four stars of Triple's Alley on NBC Sports Bay Area, and, of course, part of Weekends in the Park with Adam and myself and Allie Williams. And, Carmen, how are you today?
I'm good. How's it going, Marty?
Pretty good. Pretty good. It's been, I'll just get your general, you know, how you guys do on Triple's Alley. There's a lot of drawing, a lot of stuff goes on. And, all right, 1-3 in Colorado. They lost Sunday to Texas, but lost the first one convincingly, Samardzija on the IL. And then last night, we had the sort of the turning point of the week for me with Cueto and Slater and Yastrzemski and Solano in the bullpen. So I want your emoji. What are you drawing for this week of Giants baseball? What are you looking at?
I think I'm going to do the little shruggy emoji, the shrugging
okay.
one.
Okay.
Just because I still don't have like a great sense of who this team is. It seems like, you know, things fluctuate day to day, and certainly I don't feel like any of the wins or games seem particularly easy, do they?
No, they don't blow anybody out of the water. Well, part of the reason is the starting pitching only goes 4 to 5 innings. They don't have quality starts, so you're in the bullpen all the time, and you're in those kind of games. No, they don't. They don't knock anyone out of the water. Their run differential is a negative as well. But for me, last night, give me an emoji for last night. How about that one?
Oh man, it's probably the facepalm emoji because obviously there was a little bit of a no-no bid going on, and then there was a little bit of a snafu in the outfield with Hunter Pence, which obviously. I think he feels terrible about. He definitely didn't even see the balls, but it was kind of, you know, one of those things that was a freak, you know, thing that could have happened because that seemed like a routine fly ball that just got lost in the light. So I'm going to give you a face palm because it just feels like one of those things that I think is going to happen a lot to the Giants in 2020.
All right, now what do you give Johnny Cueto? Do you the hands out, the shrug, saying, "Hey, what happened?" or do you give him, you know, the hearts in his eyes that he's in love with what he did last night?
I maybe just give him, I'll give him a heart eye emoji because I always enjoy watching Johnny Cueto pitch. He's a fun pitcher. I think he doesn't take the game too seriously. I certainly appreciated his response to, you know, kind of what happened to his no-no bid. You know, he took it in stride. And I think that's why teammates love Johnny Cueto's because he's just such a easygoing guy. And I don't know. I just enjoy watching him pitch in a season that is just a little bit weird.
Giants-Dodgers is interesting. You know, they have the number of Kershaw down there. And, you know, Carmen, you've worked with me for so many years. And you know what I say about Kershaw? Get him in long innings. Get him to throw 20, 25 pitches in an inning. And it takes something out of him. And they did that in the first and third inning. And he was gone in the fourth inning, fifth inning. He was out of there.
Yeah, anytime you can kind of handle Clayton Kershaw like that, you've got to be pretty proud of yourself. And, I mean, Austin Slater was a huge part of that. Two home runs off Kershaw, like, you know, not – is he the only Giant to have ever done that? I think I saw a stat about that, but – I think Clayton Kershaw is one of the best in the biz. He's obviously in his later years of his career, and he's not technically at his peak anymore, but he's still a fantastic pitcher. So anytime the Giants can kind of win a game that Clayton Kershaw starts, I think they're in a good spot.
All right, now let's get to Austin Slater. I want your emoji for Austin Slater last night. What's he doing?
I'll give him, you know, the bicep.
Okay.
Right. A little bicep because he had some strength there, you know. So I was going to say, like, Donovan Solano, Austin Slater, Mike Yastrzemski, are they the new household names for the Giants moving forward?
Well, I will tell you this, and, you know, I've said this for years, let the kids play. You know, he is 26 or so.
Yes.
I say let him play. The jury is out on him. He's got power, but he just has a look at the plate. Where he's old enough now, where he's seen enough Major League Baseball that I think he knows what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, he's also like the representative for the players too. So I feel like he's like deeply involved too in the game. And I just really like the way that he's swinging the bat. I think between him and Solano and Yastrzemski, they should play every day.
Yeah, Yaz is amazing, isn't he?
Incredible. I kind of, you know, like we talked about this, but I really expected a sophomore slump, and I would have been totally fine with that as well, because, you know, you kind of have ups and downs in baseball, but he's been incredibly consistent. And I mean, he's one of the guys that I think nobody really thought about too much when they got him, and they were like, let's see what he can do. And he's been such a nice surprise for the Giants. He's become the pillar within the lineup.
Yeah, the pilar within the lineup, is that what you're saying?
Wow, your jokes are really on point today, Marty.
All right, look, I've been up early today, you know that, and working hard on this Sunday. Hey, it's always fun to chat with you about baseball and about, you know, your perspective on baseball, and I love, you know, your view of it. It's very upbeat, and it's exciting, and it makes me laugh, and I really like it. So this season for the Giants, you say you haven't gotten a grip on it yet. Is Gabe Kapler growing on you a little bit more, the way he handles things, or are you still somewhat, I want to see more?
Well, you know, that's funny because I made a list of things I wanted to talk to you about, and one of them was how would you grade Gabe Kapler? And I think for me, I think there's two parts of it, right? There's one part of how he handles the players, how he handles media, kind of how he deals with things. And then there's kind of just straight up what he does on the field, right? Like, how is he managing the lineup and pitching changes and all that stuff? So the first part, he's really grown on me. I mean, the way that he's handled a lot of questions about Black Lives Matter, he's been very accountable when it comes to any mistakes that he's made. Mm-hmm. I think that the players respect him and like him. So I think that part, he's done a really nice job. I think he's still kind of figuring out kind of the pieces that he has within the game and what he puts on the field. That seems a little shaky to me. That seems like something he's still got to work out a little bit. And, you know, he's only worked with these guys for a couple months at this point, and not even that, because obviously they were all separated for COVID for a long period of time. So, I mean, that's kind of my take on it. What do you think if you had to kind of grade it?
Well, I think he's got to feel his way around the veterans right now. He's got Belt off to, you know, the Belt didn't play a lot, so he's off to a slower start. Had the big game in Colorado, the Logan Webb game, which I thought was the best game of the Colorado series. He's got Crawford on the bench a lot more now. He's in there today against Bueller. He's got to deal with Pence and Sandoval. He's got Samardzija on the IL. He's got to figure out how to handle Cueto. So I think he's still a work in progress on the guys who are on the team, the veterans. So I think that's still a work in progress. I think the left-handed relief is something that's sort of coming together, and he's starting to figure out what to do with left-handed relief. He's got Gott in the right spot for him. I think he's got Rogers in the right spot. So I think his bullpen is a little more comfortable right now. I'd say on a grade of 1 to 10, I'd give him about a 6.5 right now.
That's not how you grade. You need to give it a letter grade.
A letter grade? All right. I would give him a C-plus right now.
Okay. So he's passing,
yeah,
but he could do better.
Yeah. He's definitely better. He's not in any trouble like he was the first weekend. But I really feel he's getting a better handle on the game. He's running a little bit more. And he's got some people who are carrying the club. He's got Solano, Yastrzemski, and Slater, you know, at the top of that lineup, carrying the club a little bit. And he's got to figure out what to do defensively with Flores and Dubon.
And
That's a big thing. And then he's got to get Dickerson in the game a little bit more. And I think that's got to happen, too. So it's still a work in progress. But honestly, 7-9, 44 games to go in this crazy season of who knows what the playoffs could look like. Big win last night, and now they go to take on Houston for 3, and they're struggling. So I'd say the whole thing so far, I'm pleasantly surprised. Pleasantly surprised at how it's going.
I completely agree. I kind of think I thought they would be just maybe a smidge worse than they're playing right now. So honestly, anything that they can do to kind of eke out these little wins is nice, you know, it's like a plus for me. You mentioned kind of defense, offense and pitching. How would you kind of rank the importance of what needs to be addressed first?
Sure. I think it's getting a starter to give them 6 innings because you even in a 60-game season, you can't have a pitcher pitching the equivalent of 80 games of a 162 of having 5 pitchers pitch 80 games. So at some point, he's got to get something out of the starting pitching. Cahill will probably be up this week. Tyler Anderson will get another start. So it's still a work in progress. I think that's the biggest challenge is getting innings out of his starting pitching.
And who do you think will be the first to get a quality start? I'm going with Logan Webb, but what do you think?
Oh, that's a good one, Logan Webb. Maybe. I think it's this guy. I think Gausman, if he's got the changeup going, and it may not be against the Dodgers, but it may be against another team, Gausman has got the arm, he's got the velocity, and if the changeup is there, like a Logan Webb, I think it's one of those two. That's a good call on Logan Webb. That's a good call.
Yeah. I wanted to also put out a yes or hard pass to you since we had so much fun with it last week. Are you game?
I'm ready. Sure.
Okay. So I was reading this article, I think that Hank Schulman wrote of the Chronicle, and he was talking about Jeff Samardzija, who is obviously on the DL, a 10-day DL, I believe, with a shoulder impingement. But his contract is up this year. So the question, or the yes or hard pass, is: has Jeff Samardzija thrown his last pitch with the Giants?
Well, how loud can I say yes?
Okay. So you think he's done with the Giants?
Yes, he is. He fought hard. He had the 2 shoulder injuries. He came in at a time when Greinke went the other direction. Came in with Cueto. They needed him to get some credibility on that pitching staff. Never quite lived up to the, you know, to the billing and the contract, but good guy, always honest, always stood up and talked to you, and the arm is gone. Once you're in the shoulder with the rotator cuff and inflammation for the second time, there's no reason to bring him back. So a hearty yes for that question. How about you?
And do you think, well, I would say yes too. Just having read Henry's article, it makes sense that, you know, 10 days is just a marker. There's probably a lot of rehab that needs to be done as well that could extend that. And I just don't see him throwing another pitch this year. I don't know if he's done in general, meaning will somebody sign him next year or is he kind of done? What do you think on that front?
Done. I think he's done. I think if they're in the pennant race, and who knows if he can get healthy, if there's enough time to get him back at the end of the year to, you know, bring him out of the bullpen or something, maybe. But this is a tough one for him.
Yeah, it's rough because, you know, he did have a good season a couple years ago, and he looks like such a durable guy.
Yeah,
that,
competitor.
You know, exactly. He's very competitive, and I mean, if anybody was going to give you a quality start, if he was right, it'd be Jeff Samardzija. But unfortunately, it just doesn't look like the cards are falling in his favor this year.
No, the home runs are falling a little too frequently, and the arm is not there. We saw it, and he did everything he could, and he's a warrior, and that's it. All right, well, it's great to have you on today. We miss you, of course, and Adam and I and Allie. We look forward to the day when we can do our shows together, so have a good Sunday, and I'll talk to you next weekend.
Okay, sounds good, Marty. Have a good one.
All right. That is Carmen Q. Always a pleasure to get her on. Always an interesting perspective on baseball.